Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Catholic Spirituality on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Camille O'Brien, joined by Father Nicolas Desposito and Father Herman Fleece. And now we present Catholic Spirituality.
Welcome back. I am Father Nicolas Desposito. This is the Catholic Spirituality Show on the member-supported Restoration Radio. We continue this season offering a commentary on Roger Marin's Theology of Christian Perfection. We are dealing with the third section of the book, which covers the negative aspect of the Christian life. On this episode, we are going to speak about the purification of the intellect. So let us briefly define what we mean by intellect. The intellect is the faculty of the soul by which we apprehend things in an immaterial way. An idea is the effect of the process of abstraction. The whole process of intellectual cognition begins with the perception of an object by the senses. That perception produces a sensible image in our internal sense, which is known as the imagination. Let us bring an analogy here to understand this. Think of the sensor of a digital camera receiving the data through the lenses. The digital image is in the sensor, and this is the equivalent of the sensitive image that exists in our imagination. So again, the analogy is what is in the sensor of the camera after going through the lens is the sensitive image, in the analogy, that exists in our imagination. We have to understand that the intellect is both passive and active, even though it's one faculty, of course, but it has these two aspects. It is active in as much as it processes the sensitive image, leaving aside everything which is material, concrete, and singular. So all of those aspects of the sensitive image that exists in the imagination are going to be removed, and the intellect is going to keep only what is immaterial, universal, and abstract. So if you, for example, look at a cat and you get a sensitive image of that cat after looking at it and after the process of vision, you get in the internal sense of the imagination the sensitive image of the cat, then if it is the first time, for example, that you see a cat, all of the things which belong to that particular cat, the color, the shape, if it is fat or thin, all of those things are going to be set aside. And when you look at another cat and you compare them, only will remain in the process of abstraction what is common to all of the cats. So that's after being exposed to many individuals of the same species, we can get an idea of what a cat is. So, but that's the process of abstraction. We separate what is accidental and also what is concrete and material, singular of the thing. And we only retain what is common and universal and abstract. That's the process of abstraction. At the end of that process, we get an intellectual image of the object. So not anymore a sensitive image of the object, but an intellectual image of the object. We conceived, and that's why the word concept exists, we conceived this idea. And with regard to receiving that conceived idea, the intellect is passive. So we said at the beginning, the intellect is both active and passive. It is active because that's the process of abstraction and separates everything again, which is singular from universal, etc., and keeps what it needs to keep in order to get the idea, and passive in the sense that it receives that product of such a process. Analogically, going back to...